It's 6:08. I'm Tracy Donaldson from the Global News Centre with Ian Wishart.
Welcome back, New Zealand. I'm Ian Wishart. This is Radio Pacific, 6:09. Well, TV One News have led with further revelations on the Winston Peters saga. Interesting, but I'm still not sure whether it's a smoking gun. You tell me. They have two former managers from Kermadec Restaurant have come forward to say that they have seen Winston Peters dining there quite frequently. And on several occasions, he has dined without paying and it's been charged back to Peter Siminovich. Several occasions last year. So the suggestion last night, as I understand it, because I didn't see the home show, the suggestion last night was that Winston had only dined there for free once. These managers are saying, one of them by affidavit, that he dined there several times and that he has in fact dined with Peter Siminovich himself at the restaurant. So the pair do have some sort of relationship, according to TV One News. Is it a smoking gun? You tell me. It takes the story further, I'll grant you that. But let's see how far it takes it. Take your calls, 0800 309 3099, 0800 309 3099. Incidentally, the manager who spoke out yesterday to TV One News has been suspended on full pay, they are reporting, by the restaurant. I'm not surprised, because just simply going out nationally on television and criticise, landing your boss, the owner of the restaurant, in a... in the middle of a parliamentary firestorm. Yeah, I would imagine you would get suspended on full pay pending an inquiry into your procedural nous. But nonetheless, as I said, I have no criticism of Deborah Bodger myself for wanting to raise a question. Is there something seriously wrong here? Or is there not?
Magnus Benro, racing.
$1.90, racing now. Sari Sari Knight has bobbled at the start and quickly into a stride was Shogun to show the early way. Out wide are making a good beginning, but then galloping was Snowdust. It is a gallop. Mickey D goes past that, and so too Sacred steps in behind them as Armed Raider. Ultimate Sacrifice is away quickly today and is right up into the 1-1 early on. They were followed back next by Who Indeed, and now Snowdust has got settled. It was followed next, there's Ultimate Sacrifice going up in the air into the first bend. So too did Shogun, and also Philip is Gold in a gallop as well. So about midfield then was Everest, just ahead of that runner, was Bless Your Heart. They were followed back next then by, further back in the field, in fact, was Landon Hanover. Landon Hanover was followed about another three lengths to Ultimate Sacrifice, who was settled. Tore away the next runner, and Philip is Gold is about four lengths away from the bunch. Then there's a gap of some 10 lengths further away next to Heart of Robin, and right out of contention, another 15 lengths further back is Starry Starry Night. Down towards the end of the back straight they go. Mickey D shows the way from Sacred Steps. And
in for Mark Bennett on Radio Pacific. And let out some steam.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Ian Wishart. This is Radio Pacific. Is it possible we're seeing several truths here in this whole Winston Peters debate? More on this shortly. Glenn, hello.
First time Ian caller.
G'day.
Ian, that Mosey Parker Act or Bill or whatever it is, that'd be tailor-made for Rodney Hyde. Now, am I right in assuming that Labor TV contacted Winston and asked him to agree to an interview with Susan Wood?
Yesterday, yeah. I believe so.
Well, Winston would have been clapping his hands with glee to be interviewed by Susan Wood. He's an old campaigner. He's a wily old fox. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what the game's about. And because Susan's not really no Brian Edwards, is she, as far as interviewing's going?
Hey, Brian Edwards is no Brian Edwards anymore.
Yeah. But, Winston knew what he was doing. And look at the mileage he's getting now. If Labor TV did a survey now, right now, or tomorrow, how would Winston poll?
I think he'd poll through the roof.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, I can't see how there is a conflict of interest here with Winston having a $100 feed of fish and chips. That's a lot of fish and chips. That scanty inquiry hasn't concluded yet, has it?
Yeah, it has.
It has?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes that part of the argument.
I wonder if there's several aspects to this, and I wonder if there's just a panic reaction from all of those involved that is clouding this. Because if you go back to TV1's initial news story, they say they talked to Peter Simonovich earlier in the day yesterday, and he said that Peter's had been a friend for some time, and that he'd simply decided to give him a free meal because that's, you know, what he does. And then it was later in the day, Winston Peters is saying, no, I'd been overcharged previously and what have you, and I've got the receipt to prove it. And then Peter Simonovich said, oh, well, no, yeah, that's why I decided to give him a refund. I wonder if, in fact, both of these things are true, that, in fact, Peter Simonovich is a friend of Peters or has developed a friendship with Peters. And Peter Simonovich, by every single person who's testified to knowing him, has a habit of shouting diners dinner. And shouting entire tables and so forth, and certainly the TV1 News is consistent with that. The reports from their former managers is that when he was dining with a party of people, he would always put his credit card out and pay for it. So Peter Simonovich is just that kind of person, and the issue then is that perhaps Peters has been overcharged on a previous occasion, and that Peter Simonovich, because he's values Winston Peters as a customer in his company and so forth, has also at some point rung him up to say, must fix you up on that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that both men are telling the truth, but combined there is a bigger picture there. Now, then the question is not so much is Winston Peters' acceptance of a free meal a compromise of his position in the Scampi inquiry. The bigger issue, the far more significant one, is Winston Peters' friendship with Peter Simonovich an issue on the Scampi inquiry? And if so, how? Has he in any way influenced the inquiry in a way that is favourable to Simonovich fisheries?
Yep, I understand that.
If you know what I mean? Moving aside from this ridiculous story about the meal.
Yeah. Well, if the inquiry has completed, it doesn't matter where Winston eats or what he eats.
No, although this was going on while he was on the inquiry, but again, as you heard from a previous caller, Grey Eatwell, you know, Parliamentary Select Committee members are frequently being wined and dined by people subject to investigations by Select Committee. And the Clerk of the House, David McGee QC, has basically said that's quite normal behaviour. So I'm not sure where this takes it. If they're alleging that Peters has an improper relationship with Peter Simonovich, then they should come out and say so and say exactly what he's done on the inquiry that can be demonstrated to be so. That, I think, is more significant. And that is, if I was at TVNZ, that's where I'd be taking the story. But this issue of the meal, I think, is going around in circles. Everybody's ignoring the bigger issue. 22 past 6, back to home.
Now confirming race number 1 at Forbury Park. First, the Benro at 6:40.
Welcome back. Now, Ken, you're there. Hello, Ken. Yes.
Ian. Yes, Ken here. I just want to say that I heard the TV news tonight to say that they had about three affidavits to say that Mr. Pez had some other meals.
Yep.
I just want to say that I don't believe anything TV1 says anymore. I think they've concocted so much and bribed and paid for so much information to suit their book. That is not funny. It's criminal. Now, I think the investigation should be on the input of the National Party and to the news and to them, TV1, using the news to pivot off political news to the National Party's advantage.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I'm, you know, again, looking at the former manager they've interviewed, I'm not detecting that she's lying at all. I think she's being perfectly upfront. I think she has seen Winston Peters. Well, she'd know. I mean, she's saying that she's seen Winston Peters there at the restaurant several times, and that he's dined for free, and that he's dined on a couple of occasions with Peter Simonovich, I think, as part of a group rather than one-on-one.
Well,
so, you know, these people are putting their own reputations on the line. The question is... there a bigger issue in regard to a relationship between Winston and Peter Simonovich, or is it just, you know,
the fact that
it's a small country and lots of people know each other?
Yeah. If you've got a party out, or you have a lifestyle of partying, and having a bit of booze, and mixing with people, what are your recollections? I mean, when you get pinned down to say, what did you do when you've had a party night, what's it worth? And this is what I say, I don't believe anything TV1 comes up with anymore. I think this thing is a political
Oh, TV One is certainly politically motivated. Let's make no bones about that. In my opinion, One News is you know, Labor's lapdog. In this case, they're after Winston, and you know, it's all on. Thanks for your call.
Magnus Benro Racing.
The underway green light is flashing. Kerry Clifford.